Blog Talk Radio.
About the funny with Miss Trish and friends, where we'll be laughing it up about the stupid shit that we do, yet inspires you to keep on. Life's lesson. You can follow us and listen in at Miss Trish Funny on Facebook or Twitter. That's MZTRISHFUNNY on Facebook or Twitter. Today's topic is shit happens. Most times in our lives when shit happens, it always involves you and the coward or cowards and instigators that start the shit. Think about it now. That person or person who comes into our lives to steal, kill, and destroy our happiness, integrity, and our spirit, making themselves Satan's pawn. You know how you took that laxative that your friend told you was gentle on your stomach and that would work long before your ass had to go out for the day, but the shit happened after you left the house? That shit that someone told someone else that you said but you didn't really say and were too cowardly to stand up and take responsibility for what wasn't or was said. Now you looking like Boo Boo the Fool and shit's going all wrong around you. The lies and deceit and all that Satan plays us for and making us look like a fool. A coward is a person who will start some shit, but is too coward to stand up and take responsibility for their actions. A coward is a person who refuses to take responsibility for their actions and their bullshit. They have characters of defect. And an instigator only shows up to bring the trouble. And each time they come along, they keep bringing the trouble. I like to call these things CIs, criminal informants. Please stay tuned and call in at 914-205-5568 and hit us up at Miss Trish on Facebook, Miss Trish Funny on Facebook or Twitter. We'll be right back after this. They smile in your face all the time, want to take your place, the backstabbers. Listen to my man, Alexander O'Neill. Let's not criticize. To thank you for listening in. Please give us a call and voice your comments and or questions. You can call in at 914-205-5568. Also, and you can listen in at Miss Trish Funny on Facebook or Twitter. Hey, we're talking about shit happens and the cowards and the instigators that cause the shit to happen. Mind your business, man. I'm here with my friends, Tilt, the therapist, and my good friend, Dennis, professional mediator. I remember this one time when I was telling a friend about some drama that I was having with another friend, and I wasn't too sure of how to handle it. I was just seeking her advice. I was hurt. I was distraught. I was crying. I was confused. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't the crazy bitch. Well, anyway, she gave me her advice. I took it. But instead of her keeping it to herself, a dog carried a bone. That started trouble. That's what we don't need today. And once it started trouble, here we are lacking and stressed out in a mess of confusion. You know what I'm saying? That is the instant. That's the coward who wants to stand and take up for themselves. I like to bring my good friend on, Mr. Dennis. He's on the line with us. Mr. Dennis is a professional mediator. Dennis, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing, Trish?
I am wonderful, and thank you for joining us, my friend. I hope you're having a lovely day in this hot-ass weather.
I am.
Listen, Mr. Dennis, let me ask you a few questions. You're a professional mediator. How do you deal with instigators and cowards when in a confusing situation?
Well, the funny thing is, mediators are supposed to be neutral about everything. So if somebody on the table is a coward or an instigator or whatever, what we look for, what we try to do is explore what's their interest in all of this. There's a reason why they're doing it, and we want to find out what it is. And we also want to inform the other person involved in this conflict about these motivations and how to overcome them. You know, the most important thing for me, is one, you have to test if the person's integrity. There's a reason why they're doing it, and it's not necessarily, it's not always or ever, it might, you know, a good thing why they're doing it. So you want to check on that, and also you want to check on how what they have done has impacted the other person. And now that's where you have to help that person to take out the venom that has really been put in their minds and in their hearts.
Got it. I like that word venom, because that's a lot of times what comes out of chaos and confusion. Let me ask you one other question, Professor Dennis. In your own personal life, have you experienced such confusion, cowards, or instigators?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, just a few minutes ago I did, but that's another story. Yeah, you find it every instance in life. I guess life is made up of that, frankly. It's the sum of all the interactions we have with other people and how they deal with us. Not everybody stand up. Not even us individuals are always stand up. So, you know, it works both ways, I guess. But what you try to do is, again, remain calm, you know, count to 10 or 1,000, whatever you need to do, and then try to, again, find the motivation behind it. Some people do it for stupid little reasons, like they just want to be noticed, or they figure that, well, either it was just a joke, or it could be much more sinister, it could be much more evil. You've got to determine that based upon a series of other things that would have happened, you know, that brought you to the table with that person.
Got you. Let me ask you another question. When it gets to be, and before I go on, to all my callers and listeners out there, if you're calling in, please press the pound button so that we can put you on the air. When it gets to be a little bit more violent, what's the best advice? Do you tell your people to walk away? Do you, what's your advice when it's getting to a point where, especially when it comes to family and members of the family, that's always almost impossible to walk away from somebody you love. But when you're finding yourself in that situation because of these things that happen, what's your best advice to these people?
Well, sadly, I must admit in my experience that they come to me after the violence has happened. Then they may become caught involved, and then the court may say, look, you guys go get some mediation, or else somebody's going to jail or something like that. But 9 out of 10 times, some violence has already occurred, or threats of violence, very serious threats of violence. So, but the court is sometimes deems that, you know, they are not necessarily very bad people, and they may give them an opportunity to try to resolve it by talking it out, and that's where I used to come in.
Got you. I got gummy roach that says disengage from them. When they try to start something, walk away or immediately cut them off and change the subject. But sometimes, Dennis, the subject needs to be addressed. Can you give us some choice words that we can use to address a situation without making the situation any worse?
Okay. Typically, you need to train yourself to not be angry, but let the people know that you are angry. So you use what we used to call when, then, and because. When you did such and such a thing, or when you said such and such a thing, I felt such and such a way. And, you know, be bold and be strong about the way you feel. Because when you said such a thing, I felt this way because, and you go, you give the details. So I, you know, it's a simple three-step thing. When, then, because.
I like that. Go ahead, go on.
No, well, that was basically the most important thing, because very often mediators have to train the participants how to express how they feel without escalating the situation, but yet make that strong impression that they need to make about their feelings, et cetera, because people will always respect strong feelings. Even bullies respect strong feelings. So, you know, we used to train them to say that kind of stuff. Or sometimes also you try to make sure that they introduce something positive up to the other person. You know, like, for instance, let's say it's a situation with a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, you would train the girl, let's say she wants to dump this guy after what he's done and stuff like that. You know, we would ask questions, but did you ever have a good time with him? Well, yeah, I remember when we did such and such and such. Okay, well, this is what you're going to tell him, about, you know, I really appreciate the good times we have. However, I've decided to move in a different direction.
Got you.
You know.
That's what Gene just said. Gene says, totally ignore them. Find true wealth and feel good about it. I like that. Last question, Dennis. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? How can we look you up? If we need you to mediate between the shit that's happening, how can we contact you in case of an emergency?
Well, the thing is, I've really needed a lot of shit. I think the Department of Health should give me some sort of medal. But I can be reached. I can give you my phone number, 770-896-1013. Repeat, 770-896-1013.
Awesome. I want to thank you for chiming in on this conversation, Mr. Dennis. You know you're my buddy, my friend. We'll be talking real, real soon. And I appreciate you again for joining us. On cases, ignore them. Stay away. Stay away from them and don't give them credibility. We're going to be right back after this. I want y'all to listen to my man, Bob Marley. Who the cat? This song fits the topic just perfect. If you got a coward or an instigator in your life, blast us in the damn ear.
Your worst
boy, my man, Bob Marley, Who the Cat Fit. I love that song. Look, you still got time to call in, voice your opinion, give your comments. Tell me about the stupid shit. Tell me about some of the shit that's happening with you and in your chaotic life. Again, you can call, you can hit me up at 914-205-5568. And we are talking about our entertainment news. It's the 411 with Miss Trish. Before I go on, your family, I want to send shouts out to my peoples in Charleston, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, my peeps in the Midwest, Houston, and Huntsville, Texas, and all those in the area of the ATL, Atlanta, GA. I love you. Thank you for listening in. Check this out, y'all. The Huffington Post just denounced Donald Trump's presidential campaign as a sideshow and announced that it would start covering the business magnate bids for a Republican nomination as an entertainment news instead of political. He's a joke. After watching and listening to Donald Trump since he announced his candidacy for president, we have decided we won't report on Trump's campaign as part of the Huffington Post political coverage, wrote Post Washington Bureau Chief Ryan Grimm and Editorial Director Danny Shea in a statement on Friday. You can follow up on this article in WashingtonTimes.com, News 2015, July 17, Huffington Post coverage. Also, this really tripped me out, y'all. And before I end with Donald Trump, that toupee just won't pay. After all, get a life. Buy one with two. Whichever one is easier, you need to get it, Donald Trump. Judge Greg Mathis had a knowing smile on his face when he told of about 50 cents might be in more hot water than he thinks. TMZ got the TV judge in Glendale Friday night when asked a question that has perplexed many. How can someone declare bankruptcy when they also say they're rich as, you know? That's ironic to me. Hilarious. 50 Cent, you better go find 50 Cent because your ass getting sued. But you richer than you know what. You got that, y'all? Also, y'all, check this out. You know, Jesus got to be on his way by yesterday. It's cold. It's a cold day in hell. I can't believe it. The hottest place in America got a little snow. Fireball says, damn, I had to do this with my own brother who is a nasty control freak. Fireball, I'm sorry you had to kick your brother to the curb, but sometimes I guess that's the way it is. But I wouldn't necessarily kick him to the curb. I just keep everything on a hush-hush. Listen, we got to get some public service announcements out, and I got to let you listen to this song by my team from the ATL, Outkast, Roses. We'll be right back after this. And
the African Community Centers presents 101050, a basic plan for the empowerment of the African community worldwide. 101050 is to commit 10 hours a month to a community-based organization, to commit $10 a month to help fund the organization of your choice, to commit to spending $50 of your monthly budget to support a black-owned business, to have faith in our victory. Visit us on the web at 10-10-50.org or call us at area code 770-908-6144. That number again is area code 770-908-6144. Stand up and be down with 101050.
ass into a ditch. Just glad you need the golden calculator to divide the time it takes to look inside and realize that real guys go for real down to my girl. Yeah, I know you like to bang, yo, shit don't stay, but
with Miss Trish and Friends. I thought I had a caller for a minute, but I guess it didn't work out. Maybe he got shy and hung up the phone. This is the best part of my segment that I absolutely love. But before I get into it, I want to give our special thanks to Mr. Dennis for calling in to us, giving us some insight on how to handle cowards and instigators. I want to also give some shouts out to Fireball and Gene, Aunt Kay, for your comments, and Gummy Roach for everything that you said. And I want to thank you for listening in today. Don't forget, listen to us next week. We'll be here every Saturday in between 6 and 6:30 p.m. Look for the text. Look at the Facebook page. Check out thechosen.org if you need to find any more information on us and everything that we're doing within our community. Again, this is my favorite part of the segment. It is called Be Ye Conscious. Let's not be deceived. I read this the other day in my daily study. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. There are six things that the Creator hates, seven that are detestable: a haughty eye, a lying tongue, hands that shed blood, a heart that deceives wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. It is in times of chaos, when trouble seems to come about, that we must respond rather than react. It may all seem wrong, it may all seem crazy, yet the right response in times of trouble and then confusion shall cease. Stop, think, then give a reasonable and calm response to the situation. Sometimes there may be no words needed while all parties reflect and decipher the entire situation. Most times it is the calm of the storm that quiets all. And once the cloud cover is gone, the rain of the craziness has stopped, then one may see a clear path and all the cowards and instigators involved. Then comes the solution. do good and walk in love. Be ye conscious, be ye happy. For godliness with contentment is a great gain. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. I love you all, family. Until next week, I wish you all peace and love always. It's all about the funny with Miss Trish and friends. Listen to my people, loose ends. I love you. Peace out, y'all.
So long for you to come to me. What did I do wrong? All a mystery to me. Baby, I feel it too. What am I supposed to do? I'll be wrong for you.
You never told me you were waiting.